Right now, the technical types of activities that are going, the processing, the milling, technical research that happens there, and housing the offices for all the other people that are doing the work when it comes to market access, when it comes to the quality assessment teams, and all of the things that are happening, a purpose-built facility that will house and be able to allow for future expansion of our efforts in order to represent the quality of Canadian grain to our international customers and keep on top of the competitors that are also out there doing activities the same but different, but there's certainly, it's a competitive marketplace out there.
How much do international customers rely on services, you know, that used to be provided by SIGI and now Cereals Canada? How much do they rely on that?
Well, any of the feedback that I've heard from customers that end up participating either in an outreach event where it's an outbound thing where they come to Cereals Canada in order to do training on the mills and the technical things, the pasta making, the noodle making, all of those sorts of different capacities that they have there, it's critically important. There's been several long stories about issues that people have, of course, with mills and those sorts of things, and the team at Cereals Canada is able to technically solve those issues for them and make it so that we can continue to have good support for our Canadian quality wheat that we're exporting around the world. So the feedback is excellent. We're told several times, I've been a member of a new crop mission when I went on the Durham new crop a couple of years ago, that face-to-face on the new crop missions, but also the technical background that we have is a real winner with our customers.
The $102 million price tag, it does open your eyes a bit. Some of that is for the land purchase and building a new building. Why is a new facility needed? Why not just maybe refurbish a current building and make it fit into those purposes?
Those are certainly eye-popping numbers. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I think that the business plan was very clear and did a significant assessment of all of the different ways that this can be done, knowing that the building that currently houses Cereals Canada and its activities has been woefully inadequate for a very long time. Is there warehouse space? Is there all these other things that can just be retrofitted? But the retrofit and the specific needs of the technical equipment that is integral to the activities of Cereals Canada necessitates a purpose-built building like this. And so it presents an opportunity right now to build out for the next 50 years.
Sask Wheat is contributing or will contribute $6.24 million if everything goes ahead. What is contingent on this? There's a capital fundraising campaign underway right now. I'm assuming there's going to be some more money coming down the line, or hopefully coming down the line. What's the process from here?
So I'm, along with being the director of Sask Wheat, I'm the honorary chair to the Gate Capital Committee. So basically the representative from Sask Wheat to make sure that our commitment is dispensed properly and participate in the next levels of fundraising and all of those sorts of things, along with being a Cereals Canada board member as well. So see these things from a few different angles. But yes, there's several contingencies with our commitment. And it's important, I think, to realize that this is for farmers, this is for our future. And so showing our commitment when we're asking for fundraising is obviously quite important. So I'm glad to see a cohesive commitment from the Western Commissions and from Grain Farmers of Ontario. And that's the first step in this fundraising campaign. If we don't meet our marks, if we don't meet what is laid out for the next steps and directions for fundraising, obviously our $6.2 million that has been committed to make this project go ahead will not be distributed. But this project has to go ahead, and it has to meet a lot of targets along the ways with a significant amount of oversight from our board and from myself and other people that are involved in the planning process of this.
Is there a target date for this capital campaign, when you'd like to have the money raised by, and who's next on the request list?
I think that those details are yet to come, Neil. So we're just kind of getting some of those discussions underway now that harvest is starting to get behind us and we're able to start meeting these some fairly tight timelines on getting some of these things in place. And I guess that's why the harvest announcement of this funding is that we do need to get going with the next steps. But those aren't ready to share publicly, but I think that Cereals Canada and the Gate Committee will be releasing those details as they become vetted.
Will Sasquatch and other organizations that support GATE, will you be meeting with groups that may be not quite so enthused about this? I'm thinking about the Western Wheat Growers. A few members there have expressed concern about the amount of money being spent and the use of producer checkoff dollars.
I think that it's always great to have a good dialogue in all of these decisions. It is a lot of money. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with this. And I myself, and I'm sure that everyone on our board takes these concerns very seriously about financial matters like that. So informally, we've been able to chat with different people that have concerns. And I think that that's a good way to go forward with this. I expect and hope that as more details come available, that we'll be able to speak to and address most of the concerns that people have and realize that this is the step forward in for farmers that we need.
Will this be an issue discussed during Crop Production Week and the Sask Wheat Annual General Meeting?
I would hope it is. I anticipate a good discussion with people at our annual meeting. And if people have concerns, questions, kudos, or anything else, that's always a great place to come and interact with directors, with staff, and actually people from Cereals and other national organizations that we're a part of will be or should be available as well to have good discussions about all of these things. We try to do the best job that we can with the checkoffs that we have and see these opportunities, but that's the time and place to bring forward any concerns or any types of resolutions that might need to be put in place for this or any other matters. So look